Listener Production.
Dark Mofo kicks off this weekend, bringing massive crowds to Hobart, and the Racing Minister is defending how the department is handling complaints. A shower or two for today, heading to a top of 13 degrees in Hobart. I'm Tessa Randello, and this is your Hobart Local News. Dark Mofo is now officially started for one of the biggest tourism boosts for Hobart. 53,000 tickets have been sold across the festival, and that's expected to hit 100,000 once Winter Feast entry is counted. Tourism Industry Council of Tasmania's Dan Leesong says it's pretty well full at the moment.
We know there's 24,000 extra visitors coming to the state as a result of this event, which is really large numbers in what is traditionally our quietest time. And it's just so important for us to, given we are seasonal, ensure that we have these really strong event programs through winter.
Tourism Tasmania's CEO Sarah Clark says it brings the city to life.
Tasmania is really coming alive in winter, and you may have seen our off-season campaign, and it's really about getting people excited to come down and experience winter in Tassie.
70% of the people attending are from the mainland, and it comes as Rex Airline announces new flights into Hobart, sure to shake up the travel market. The Premier's welcoming the Melbourne to Hobart direct flights with our biggest visitor base in Victoria. Jeremy Rockliffe says it's a sign of confidence in our economy.
A fantastic sign of confidence in our Tasmanian economy. Victoria is our largest visitor market, and it's terrific that we've got the opportunity of bringing more competition.
The Racing Minister is defending the industry regulators against allegations of mishandling complaints. It comes ahead of a welfare and integrity probe just weeks away from being announced. Greens leader Cassie O'Connor grilling the Racing Minister, Madeleine Ogilvie.
How can it be that this is regarded as good animal welfare when you've got horses, beautiful horses, wandering around en masse in the dust or the mud and eating their own feces?
Tasmania has recorded its third meningococcal case of the year. A man in his 50s from the northwest was diagnosed with the disease earlier this week and is currently undergoing treatment in hospital. The latest detection prompting a timely reminder to stay up to date with vaccinations and monitor for symptoms. St Kilda spoiled Lance Franklin's 350th game with a gutsy 14-point win over Sydney at the SCG last night. Buddy booted two goals as the Swans put together a five-goal burst in the second quarter. Saints coach Ross Lyon says they were able to tighten up defence after that.
It's a hostile environment, big emotional night for the Swans Footy Club. I thought Bud, or Lance I should call him, I don't really know him. I thought he was significant. We got on top of their team and we sort of nullified him to a point, so that was, from our end, pleasing.
Tonight, Port Adelaide shooting for a club record 10 straight wins against the Bulldogs at Marvel Stadium. Charlie Dixon and Travis Boak both making their return from injury. Coach Ken Hinckley denies they're motivated to prove their critics wrong.
We're certainly not a team that's going to say, oh, we told you so. We're not going to act like that. We're in a position at that stage where we weren't going great. We've certainly turned that around. We want to keep that turnaround going and we don't want to get distracted by anything.